So today I will talk about the Fomicifone herbicide program for the Palmer amaranth control in sweet potato. So the North Carolina is the largest producer for the sweet potato, and approximately 50% of the sweet potato which are produced in the United States, they are produced as North Carolina. And after North Carolina, California, Mississippi, and Louisiana are the major sweet potato producer. In year 2012, in North Carolina, we produced 62,000 acres of sweet potato, which was valued for $177 million. So in terms of acreage and value, the North sweet potato is very important crop for the North Carolina. And in sweet potato, weeds are a big problem. And in this list, I'm showing you the most common and most troublesome weed in sweet potato. So here, I just want to highlight that Palmer amaranth is the most common and most troublesome weed in sweet potato production. And just a little introduction about the Palmer amaranth is that the big thing about Palmer amaranth is that it grow really fast. So in this picture, the first picture was taken when on 6th of July when the Palmer amaranth height was this, and within 2 days it grow up to 6 inches. So you can imagine like how fast this weed grow. And at the end, this weed can grow up to 6 feet tall. And he's Dr. Steve Mayer, who helped to do this work. And the other thing is like this Palmer amaranth can produce up to 500, like half a million of seeds per plant. And the Palmer amaranth species that are present in North Carolina are reported to be resistant for glyphosate and also for ALS herbicides. So why the Palmer amaranth is that big problem in sweet potato production? The main thing is that Palmer amaranth compete with sweet potato for light. And in this picture, we can clearly see like initially the Palmer amaranth is small and then the sweet potato is larger than Palmer amaranth. But within 10 days in this row where we didn't remove the Palmer amaranth is like we can only see the Palmer amaranth and really hard to see any sweet potato. And as close to the harvesting, the field looks like we have grown Palmer amaranth, not the sweet potato. So to see the effect of the Palmer amaranth density on sweet potato, Steve Mayer, he did one study in 2010, and he found that if one Palmer amaranth plant is present in 25 feet of row, that can reduce approximately 36% of sweet potato yield. So it's a huge number. So in this picture, these are the Palmer amaranth density, and these are the sweet potato grades. Jumbo and ones are the premium grades for the sweet potato, and these are the canners. So we can clearly see that as the Palmer amaranth density increasing, the premium grades are decreasing. So to avoid any yield reduction in sweet potato due to the Palmer amaranth needs to control from 2 to 6 weeks after planting. And for that, the recommended program for the Palmer amaranth control in sweet potato in North Carolina is to use of Valor, which is flumioxazine herbicide, at 3 ounces per acre pre-plant, followed by the dual magnum pre at 0.75 pints per acre 7 to 10 days after planting. And that both of these herbicides, the combination of both of these herbicides can control up to 90% of Palmer amaranth in sweet potato. And the follow-up treatments with hand removal, wicking, or mowing is also recommended to control any escapes of the Palmer amaranth in sweet potato. As I mentioned that the Palmer, even in the sweet potato, 95% control of the Palmer amaranth is not 100% because this weed can easily escape. And the reason is because this is a highly prolific seed producer, and the seed germination is also very quick in this plant. And it has a long window for the seed germination, which is March to October. So it's a very important and it's essential to see if there is any another herbicide is that we can use in sweet potato to manage this weed. So the one option is Fomicifone. It's currently not registered in sweet potato, but it has been registered in soybean, cotton, dry bean, snap bean, and also it's got recently registration in succulent pea, pumpkins, squash, transplanted pepper, and tomato. And in all of these crops, it has been reported to have a good active, good control of amaranthus species. So our objective for this research is to determine the effect of formicephone preplant on Palmer amaranth control and sweet potato tolerance, yield, and quality. So the study was conducted at Horticulture Crop Research and Extension Research Station, Clinton, North Carolina. And we did this study in year 2012 with three replications, and in 2013 with four replications. And in both years, we use Covington and Evangeline sweet potato varieties. And here I want to mention that the Covington is a North Carolina sweet potato variety, and Evangeline is a Louisiana sweet potato variety. And both here we transplanted the slips with mechanical transplanter. And this is the list of the treatments that we included in our study. So we have VD and weed-free check in both years. And then we have six rates of formicephone pre-plant. It means like before we transplanted the sweet potato. And then we have all these six rates followed by S-metolachlor at 0 to 7 days after transplanting. And then we have formicephone and S-metolachlor. At this time, we applied S-metolachlor at 14 days after transplanting, just to see, like, if we delay the S-metolachlor application, how that affect the weed control and the tolerance of sweet potato. And then we have that this is the standard recommended treatment for the Palmer amaranth control in sweet potato: flumioxazine and S-metolachlor at 0 to 7 days after transplanting. And then we have one three-way treatment that has flumioxazine, clomazone, and S-metolachlor. S-metolachlor was applied at 14 days after transplanting. And then we have single treatments of flumioxazine, S-metolachlor, clomazone, and nepromide. And all of they were applied at 0 to 7 days after transplanting. So we have observed if there is any visual injury at 7, 28, and 50 days after treatment, treatments. And then we reported our injury 0 to 100 scale. 0 means no injury, 100 means complete death of sweet potato. And then we also observed the Palmer amaranth control from 0 to 100 scale at 28 and 50 days after sweet potato transplanting. And then at the end, the crop was graded into jumbo, ones, and canner. So now coming on the results. So we haven't observed any injury from both of the variety at 7 days after treatment. Only very few or minimal injury was observed from sequential application of formicephone preplant followed by the S-metolachlor at 17 and 28 days after treatment. But later on, the injury was not noticeable. This is a chart that has lots of numbers, but the main thing is like this is showing the Palmer amaranth control, percent Palmer amaranth control in year 2012 at 28 and 50 days after treatment, and 2013 at 28 and 50 days after treatment. And this is the treatment list. So here I just want to point out that only these are the only treatments that they didn't provide good Palmer amaranth control. Other than that, all the treatments were really good on Palmer amaranth. So the formicephone pre 0.2 kilogram AI per hectare, formicephone followed by S-metolachlor at 14 days, and S-metolachlor, clomazone, and nepromide. These are the ones they didn't provide a good control.
What is the difference between 2012 and 2013?
Actually, the thing is, in 2013, the season was really wet. And so that's why we were thinking like the Palmer amaranth didn't grow that well. So that's why overall we have good control in 2013 from all of the treatments and then the 2012. So here, just to give you the idea like how much was the Palmer amaranth pressure in the field. So this is you can see the non-treated check. And all of this, that's growing, it's Palmer amaranth, except the sweet potato. And this is the one treatment that's like formicephone 0.42 kilogram AI per hectare followed by S-metolachlor at 0 to 7 days after transplanting. And there we can see it's like plot is really clear. And there was the weed pressure was really high. And these pictures are after at the time of the harvest. So we can see like how the VD check is looking with lots of Palmer amaranth. This is the recommended treatment for the Palmer amaranth control, flumioxazine with S-metolachlor, and this is the formicephone followed by the S-metolachlor. So these both treatments are they look similar. And this is the yield for both years, and I have included only the jumbo and one. And here you also see that in 2012 we have higher yield as compared to 2013. And the reason is that the 2013, the season, growing season was really short because we planted sweet potato late because of the lots of rain. And in this also, I just want to highlight the treatments from that are not significant, that's produced significantly low yield as compared to the weed-free treatments. So we can see like lower rate of the formicephone, only S-metolachlor, clomazone and napramide are giving the significantly lower yield as compared to the weed-free checks. So in conclusion, we can say that formicephone is right now is not registered for the sweet potato, but it has a potential to registration in the sweet potato. And also we observed from this study is that formicephone at 0.28 to 0.56 kgi per hectare alone or in sequential with S-metolachlor can provide adequate control of Palmer amaranth. And we haven't observed any yield or injury from formicephone in either variety of sweet potato. With that, I would like to acknowledge the NC State Sweet Potato Commission for partial funding and for help to Brad Thomas, Chen, Kyle, Whitney, and Gwen, and also the Horticulture Crop Research Station staff for help. With that, I'll have any questions.